Hey Terry, how you doing?
Hold on a sec.
Okay. All right, there we go.
I know what I got. Hang on.
I got video.
Curtis, you there?
I'm there. I'm here. Can you
Can
see
you hear
me?
me okay?
I can hear you. I don't know. Can you see me?
I can see you perfectly.
Okay. So
Jeremy,
I got my COVID-19 beard going on here.
do you really? I got my hair cut, and basically, I won't have to go get it cut again till the next pandemic. I mean, but it was all over the place, man. It was really something. How are
You
you
know,
doing?
it's nice to have some humor in the midst of some of the chaos and turmoil we're going through. So I appreciate that.
Hey, now let me ask you this. I mean, that's a gorgeous shot behind you, the Golden Gate Bridge. Now, I'm assuming is that sunrise or sunset?
That is a sunset.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this, Zoom does all this stuff for you.
Okay. Oh,
You
do they?
know, there's when you go to your video icon, there's
Okay.
a little arrow there,
Uh-huh.
and you click on that arrow and you can plug in whatever scene that you want.
Okay, so you've been doing a bunch of these.
Oh yeah, oh man, I'm on Zoom like every day.
Are you really?
Oh yeah.
So, what do you I mean, there's pros and there's cons, right? I think
Right.
if you've got the technology down where there's no delay, that's pretty
Right.
good. But when you is it just one-on-one you're doing, Curtis, with
Oh,
people?
sometimes I do groups, and I
Okay.
do you know, for example, I might get all my family members together and do
Okay.
a Zoom. You know, my fraternity, we have done Zoom calls.
Have you?
And then,
Okay.
of course, I might meet with an FA team and Supernova. That's all on Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had one yesterday at 8 o'clock in the morning with kind of a mutual fund company to that's interested in doing some sponsorship.
Okay.
So yeah. So we're using it, and I'm kind of encouraging FAs to use Zoom to have virtual meetings with their clients and virtual introductions where they can have a prospect on that hooks into Zoom, and they make a personal introduction while the client is on the phone using the VIPSA model.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, if you still have that VIPSA script, if you don't, I'll send it back to you. But you can send the link to
One of the
clients.
things, Curtis, I'm thinking because you go back to there's seven different things that we can do.
Right.
So eyes. And by the way, because we had a building fire for the last call on the last call that we were supposed to have in May.
Right, I heard.
Told Lori, I said we had an incident in the building that required our immediate attention, i.e. it was like a fire. So
Okay.
I have to, so we're still not in our office yet.
Okay.
When we spoke in April, you had suggested what I want you to do is put together a COI letter.
Right.
Basically by the end of May, you want to get at least, now I think that the letters that we sent out were to six,
Okay,
you
perfect.
said. We've got two clients out of that already.
Wow.
Yeah, but basically said because we were very short, very, we, your client here, basically we're already working with these people, so they're not
Sure.
cold. But the fact of the matter is that we elevated the model to include monthly communication. And we wrote this letter basically saying, clients are guaranteed three things. It was boom, 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 and kind of followed up. And, so basically that's two clients, total of about 4.9 million, just under 5 million. So and we've got a meeting, you know, a Zoom meeting, actually. Jeremy's doing it next week with an attorney that we've been connected with.
Okay.
So, yeah, I see the VIPSA to me, now that we've gotten through this and we've had people, once we get into October, Curtis, we're going to, that's when we started with the program.
Okay.
And so I think that everyone is satisfied with it, where I can start to say that VIPSA, now that you've had this program and using that script, because it, to me, that it's like, I've always been reluctant to do that.
Right.
I think that we've added value through this program that we haven't done before.
Hey, you're giving them a concierge capability. Okay. Yeah. And that's got to count for something.
Yeah.
Okay. So, look, I just had a, I'm getting all kinds of stories. Yesterday I was on a call. FA said, wow, you know, I had a COI deliver, three prospects to me. And I'm going to close them all. Had another one the other day said, God, I brought in 17 million. And, so those that are using the script, they're setting up virtual introductions and, bringing in clients during this environment. And what you got to think is how many FAs are really doing that right now? Creating that intimacy with their clients.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you already started the process with your folder system and talking about what you do and 1242. And so continue on. It's all those little things that you do that are making a world of difference. So it's a good story. Glad to hear it.
Well, yeah, because it just, I don't know. I mean, of all the strategies, I know that I need help with social media. I think if there are things that you have, success stories, I think, because you've always said, you know, you can't really do all of them at the same time. Like if you've got,
that's right. Yeah.
You know, certain ones you're more comfortable with, the right. CIs is really the one that we got started with first.
Okay.
So anyways, you tell me, it's, you know, so that was on my, my agenda. We had some really good results from that letter that you had said, put that thing out there and make it a goal by the end of May.
Right.
You know, at least a couple clients in house. And
okay.
Lo and behold, it worked.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So just to get closure on the COI.
Yeah.
It's important that they know that the relationships are going to be protected and handled appropriately, and that's the whole purpose. So you've got the COI component down. Now, if you get six, and between now and the end of the year, if all you do is get three referrals, okay, from each of the six, that's the potential for 18 new relationships. Now, let me tell you what firms are struggling with right now. They're lucky to get six new households in a year. Okay?
Really?
Yes. Do you know there are firms with FA development programs that have a standard of three or four households for the entire year. How can these guys survive on that? So,
how do these firms basically put it?
They want them to be 250 also, and your baseline is a lot higher because we keep raising your targets.
Yeah.
So, but those aren't the kind of baselines and the targets that I work with people on. I'm trying to get them to double their business in a 24-month time frame. So let's talk about that for a moment, and then I want to give you one other client acquisition component for today. So
good. Okay.
So here's the thing. If you What's your current target?
Well, current target for assets, or, you know, I've been thinking about, we need 90 leads. We need 90 prospects.
Okay, so 90 prospects.
So should I put that, because I think we wanted to have 90 people in that pipeline. That was because my thinking is one thing leads to another.
Right, right.
You know, if we get 90 people in the pipeline through VIPSA, through, I think assets follow. We'll double. Right.
Exactly. So let's back it up and look at it in a couple of different places here.
Okay.
So your revenue or your asset target is what?
Our asset target is
per client.
We're at 135 now. We'd like to be at 250.
Okay.
50 million by the because today is our third anniversary of Twin River. We're 3 years old.
Okay.
We figure that we should be able to double this in 2 years.
Yeah. Okay. So now let's back that target up per relationship or per household.
Okay.
What is your target for a household relationship in terms of assets?
Million minimum.
Okay, so 1 million. All right. Now, if your target is 1 million and I'm going to throw out a number. Let's say you plug in 4 net new relationships per month.
Okay.
That's 4 million a month times 12. That's 48 million.
Right.
Okay. That's going to take you up to 13, 7, 8. That's going to take you to about 183 million in net new assets, not counting whatever the markets do for you. Okay. So, to get to 250, I actually have created a calculator for doing all this. Goes through revenue per household, calculates your billable hours, does all that in like 5 to 8 minutes.
Okay.
I need to walk you through that so that you can translate this into annuitized recurring fee revenue that you need to generate.
Okay.
And, looks at your billable hours. You know, how are you based on 256 production days and 48 weeks. Okay. So, 4 net new households gets you to 48 million. You add almost 50 million
a year. Yeah.
Okay.
So I figure if we're at 140 now, and you know we have almost 100 million plus market appreciation, we get to 250.
Okay. All right. So that's a number. So baseline yourself as targeting 4 new households.
Okay.
Now, you just had a COI deliver 3.
Right.
So now you got to get your COIs in motion.
Okay.
To deliver more prospects to you and get your prospect pipeline up. So stay with that theme. Now, I'm going to throw one more at you.
Okay.
And maybe 2. Okay. Look at your top 25 relationships.
Okay.
And see if you can get 2 personal introductions. Now, if you use the VIPSA script, the only time you do that is after you have done something very powerful for the client. It's the financial plan, you reorganize, you minimize taxes, you did something that they're very, very pleased with. Okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Then you use the VIPSA model.
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you do this 2 times a week, just 2 times a week.
Twice per week, okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
In the course of a 4-week time frame, that's 8 new prospects. Okay.
Okay, so 8 new prospects, okay.
Uh-huh. So you do that times 12. Look what you got.
Yeah.
You got 90 prospects, mm-hmm. not counting the ones that come from your COIs.
Right. Okay. All right.
Just 2. After a review of the plan, or there's some success thing that you've just implemented with the client.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, but if I'm taking the top 25 relationships.
Right.
Okay. So if I ask those top 25 relationships for 2 personal introductions, so I'm getting something wrong here.
Okay, so what I wanted you to do is not do all 25 at the same time.
Okay.
I just want you to do 2 a week.
All right, 2 per week. Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And if you get 2 prospects a week, that's 8 a month. Personal introductions. When you get in front of someone or get personally introduced, I bet your close rate is like everybody else, 90%+.
True. Yep.
Okay. So what we want to do is we want to make this simple. We don't want you to feel like you're overly consumed. And remember, you're going to give them the 90-day free look. You're going to take them through that script.
Right,
you're going
right.
to give them a folder, treat them as if they were a client.
Right.
They're going to go on the schedule, and they're going to be treated as if they were a client. So now you're working your client referral, and you're working your COIs.
Right, right.
Now, that's all I want you to do for now, because that's enough.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. Because if we really focus on 2 things and do them super well,
right?
Or just really get good at it, because there are 7 different verticals you could go in from.
Right. Exactly. And look, we want you to do the ones that you feel most comfortable with, but we don't want you to do all 7 at the same time, because that's overwhelming and it's not managed appropriately.
Well, yeah, I would think that you could do 7 over time, and because part of it is, I spend probably a good amount of time on the model portfolio, because that's my background.
Okay.
So having 2 that I'm most comfortable with, which is, we've got some really good client relationships. We've got, our turnover is, we don't have them. We don't lose.
Perfect.
Them. So, and we have capacity, because going back to when we first got started, Curtis, we left our firm to shrink to do this.
Right. Yeah.
Because we couldn't have, we didn't want to implement Supernova at our prior firm, because Jeremy was not dedicated to me. Bringing him with me here, right. Now we have the base to build on.
Right.
So we have capacity.
Yeah. And see, the other thing that, all the little things that we talk about in Supernova,
mm-hmm.
what you're doing now, you differentiated yourself with your clients. You've elevated them to the concierge service. So now's the time to ask them. You know, I think I may have told you this story. It was the Mercedes-Benz story. I'm traveling from San Diego, and I got too much oil in my crankcase. The car starts to smoke. I stop in Laguna Niguel off the freeway.
I was going to say, I think you were off the freeway.
Yeah, I'm off the freeway. I stop at this little Starbucks. I call the dealership. I said, look, I think I got a problem. Mr. Brown, it'll be our pleasure to help you. Would you like us to pick your car up or can you get it in here? I said, I can still drive it. I took it in. They grabbed my car and they says, well, we found the problem. I want you to have a seat in the lounge area. Help yourself to some fruit, some pastry, coffee, water, whatever you need. Got a big screen TV in there. Make yourself comfortable.
Okay.
And they take my car and every 15 minutes, they gave me an update in terms of where I stood. They knew I was driving up to the Bay Area.
Every 15 minutes?
Yeah, they were letting me know where I stood, the service manager.
Yeah.
Then, after everything was done, he comes in. We're all set, Mr. Brown. And I go out. They completely vacuumed the car and washed it before I went on my way. And once I got back to the Bay Area, they called and asked if everything was okay.
Wow.
Now, I appreciated that. And it was the little things, right? You expect your car to be fixed wherever you take it in. But what you don't expect is for them to wash it, call you, follow up, and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what you guys do in Supernova. You put out the executive summary. You know, you're making sure everything's okay. You got them on a regular schedule.
Yeah. And I get that from their other people.
Exactly. So, you know, whether you want to use the Disney example, the Mercedes example, the Ritz-Carlton or the Four Seasons, elevate your client to the concierge service and help them feel that way. Your referrals, there's no cold calling in Supernova.
Right.
So now it's time for you to leverage the hard work that you've put into this so far. Now, I will tell you, every year is going to get better. Now, what we'll end up doing is we're probably going to elevate your target. I know this sounds crazy, but we're going to have to go to 1,250,000.
Yeah.
And then to 1,500,000.
Right.
Stair step to the stars.
Yep.
Now, you're working the million now for another few months. Then we're going to jump it up to 1,250,000.
Okay.
So that your average account size starts to go up and people perceive you as the guy who's capable of working with clients at that level. Quite frankly, you can start handling $2 or $3 million relationships, but I want you to feel like you're comfortable doing that.
Sure. Yeah, because we've got, you know, we've got capacity. We had originally targeted 80 people, but I think that, and we're probably able to add another 27.
Okay.
80. I know that basically it's 100.
That's max per advisor.
Yeah.
So you either are bringing on a junior partner, you're transforming Jeremy into a junior partner.
Yeah, he is.
Or you're bringing on, you know, somebody else in that administrative capacity and role.
Yeah. His younger brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then what you can do is you can begin to spin off some relationships, but don't lower your brand. You know, get Jeremy, you know, get him up to speed, but don't have him working with the $50,000 relationships. You know, you want to, you know, keep levering up so that the brand is established.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So once we get a solid footing with the client piece now, just looking at your top, you know, 20 to 25, but every time you do something that's meaningful to the relationship, find out if they can enthusiastically endorse you and go through the VIPSA script. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I think what I'd like to see is once you got the client one working and you've got the COIs really working, then I want you to get into the mastermind group concept.
Okay. That would be the third. Okay.
That would be your third.
Okay.
You let me know when you're ready. Now, some people, there are people that exclusively work the mastermind group. There are some that exclusively work the COI. There are some that work all three because they've got that capacity on their team to do that. So, you know, and these are, you know, you got folks that are working the community boards, just different things, establishing their niche markets and understanding the pain points of each of their niche markets. So we're gonna, you've got the investment components down pat.
Okay.
So what we want to do is we want to really, build this business. And I want to set a dream out there for you. Okay.
That would be nice.
So the dream is to have 250 million in assets under management. Then I want us to crank up the dream from there. But right now, on your head, every time you guys are talking, we want four new households.
Okay.
We're going to work our referral base.
Yep.
We're going to keep working, leveraging up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
We're going to raise our targets, but we're going to stage it in to where you're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me what other challenges that you might be facing or any other success stories you might be having.
Well, let's see. The success stories have been clearly with the COIs.
Okay.
No question about that. I think that, you know, one of the things that we are challenged with, and this is not something that will continue into the future, but we've got our hands full with this building renovation. So Jeremy, you know, we've missed a couple agendas that were sent out because people are like, oh yeah, I didn't get an agenda. It's like, well, Jeremy's down in the building because he and his dad are general contractors on this damn renovation.
Okay.
I think we've been a little bit scattered, in the last.
Well, you've had chaos to deal with on two fronts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So hopefully your bank of trust, remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
Your bank of trust is such that you get some forgiveness.
Oh yeah. Oh, everybody's like, yeah, we understand what you guys are, you know, going through. And so, yeah, but it's been a little bit, but here's the thing, even without the agendas, people look forward to these calls, Curtis. They do. Or to, we're in a time that's, you know, a little bit unnerving to people with market volatility.
Right.
These calls are really good. I mean, that's the thing. It's like we're less than a year in and we're already seeing, you know, the positive results of this.
Good.
the mastermind group, I'm glad you brought that up, because to me, I already have one, but the prop, and this is where I'm a little bit unique in that I'm, my home and my office are 3 hours apart.
Okay.
And so the mastermind group I have in mind that we could put it back together is here in New Jersey, but it would be kind of on the weekends because I'm away during the week. So the plan would be that the mastermind group would start to take root once I start, if we got Jeremy's brother, then early next year, I think we're going to have another advisor in Pennsylvania. So rather than just me and Jeremy, it's going to be Jeremy and his brother and another advisor.
Okay.
Frees me up a little bit to be there, you know, maybe not every week.
Okay.
It then I can start to focus on my home turf in New Jersey, and that's where the mastermind group comes into, because I belong to a club, and there's people that do this kind of thing their Friday nights with their guys, and it's the same guys, and they just storm, they talk. It's already, you know, I already have my people.
What part of New Jersey?
Monmouth County, a town called Rumson.
Okay. All right. You know, there's, I used to live in Jersey. You know, I lived in Jersey.
Yeah, but you, were you south towards Philly, or were you?
I was in Paramus.
Okay, Bergen County. Grew up in Bergen County.
Yeah.
All three of my kids were born at the Hackensack Medical Center. It's not
okay. Here. I know it.
I got a question. With the supernova, because in the book, I was thinking about calling a guy by the name of Pat Wren. Pat was featured in that book. Do you ever have your the practices that use supernova?
Right.
Is there a forum, or do you guys ever pull these groups together and do an annual thing, or is there any kind of communication between practices that use supernova and sort of feedback, give and take, and all this? Do you guys have,
I would say that is a pretty good idea. We haven't done it. And the reason we haven't done it is we didn't think we had the technology to do it.
Yeah.
I think we have the technology to do it. If all we did is do it by phone, I don't think it works as well. But if I got, let's say, 10 folks that are running teams, to have a sharing dynamic. Now, what I have done is I've created one with 7 managers.
Okay.
They're all at different firms, with a couple of exceptions. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing that, but I would certainly think about it and would be happy to do something for folks that wanted to get together. Now, would you have any objection if they came from different organizations?
No, that would be perfect. Because to me, it would be like, it would be a cool thing if we all came together, if you did a 2-day thing in Indianapolis or wherever it would be.
Okay.
All those people that have used you and continue to use you for your services and consulting, that it's just sort of a forum. It's a sort of a 2-day seminar for everybody to kind of share their experiences together. It'd really be kind of fun to listen to how other practices had their struggles and their successes. And I would get a lot from that.
Okay. All right.
Sort of a combination of your expertise and then those of us who are in the trenches implementing program and where they see, where they see the opportunities where they've had struggles. Because it's new to us. That would really be fun.
Yeah. Peer to peer sharing is always a great thing.
That's a good way to peer to peer sharing on, you know, the success of the program.
Right.
Maybe ideas. One of the things that's the coolest thing we did, and I don't think that anybody else has done this, is we put our Twin River logo on all our stamps, all the you know, the two hole punches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fantastic. So Jeremy had this thing and he put, you know, we have these black hole punches and we've got this logo on all the hole punches that everybody knows. It's Twin River Wealth Management Hole Punch. It's that's genius.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and see, those are the little things that help to elevate you guys. So I'm happy to see that.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I will look at.
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I'm going to have that conversation with my partner Rob, and see what we can do to maybe pull something together like that.
I go. I mean, if you guys say, "Hey, listen, there's an annual thing that we're going to do for Supernova practices all over the company," you know, because Rob will speak, and you'll have topics that, you know, that you've come across, like Zoom, like virtual, like what you said at the beginning, Curtis, as far as virtual, you know, client, you know, introductions.
Right.
So you guys are kind of on the cutting edge of introducing these things.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're going to talk about it as we are today, but everyone together at a big hotel and do a conference.
Could we throw in a little bit of fun, maybe a round of golf and,
It just, you know, it could just be, you know, 2 days of, you know, there could be, like, I know that when we go to Finet in St. Louis, town, and there's a baseball game involved. There's the, you know, get tickets to go to a Cardinal game. And so we go to a Cardinal game, and last year, you know, they played I got my Steeler hat on.
Okay, there you go.
I'm from Pittsburgh. So I get to watch the Pirates and the Cardinals, and like, all right, well, see, I've seen the Cardinals beat up on the Pirates on TV. I might as well go and watch it in person. So those kinds of things that you could just have sort of fun events, whether it's golf, but I would just love to hear what other practices say about this.
Okay. You've given me a great idea.
Yeah.
I'd be there in a heartbeat if we can do that.
Yeah. Okay. I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Okay. Is there anything else that's on your mind before we close out our time here today?
I'm glad that you're saying, look, here's the thing, VPSA and the COIs, and if you do this well, if you get 90 on each, you're basically going to be able to get to your target of $250 million.
Right.
You don't have to do social media. Mastermind group can work down the road. There's certain things that you have the options, and like you said, bigger practices, there's one person that only does mastermind. We're not there yet.
Right.
And maybe we will be someday, but if we can find the things that we do well and get, you know, like you said, four new, you know, basically do something productive, go through the VPSA, two personal introductions, and it's just the numbers thing.
That's right. It'll multiply. You'll have fun doing it. You'll be meeting new people. They'll get to see the quality of your personality and your team and how you take care of people. So,
yeah.
You know, that's what I would recommend at this particular time. While we coach on all of the kind of the nine methodologies, we do know that people can't just put their arms around all of them.
Yeah.
At the same time, that doesn't
work. Right. Right. No, but, it's good to, you know, sort of hone in on some things, and it's all good, Curtis. Thanks.
All right. So look, if you, run into something, have a question, drop me an email or phone call, and I'll certainly get back to you.
How's your workout program going?
Well, you know, today I did 3 miles, fast paced walk.
Okay.
I went up the Crucible Hill today.
What's that?
It's this hill that goes like straight up in my neighborhood. Yeah. So I did that, and then, I cranked out 70 push-ups and 100 on my knees, my planks, and then I do these core exercises, which, you know, you spread them apart, close them in the kind of the crunch position, I do the 8-pound ball, bring my knees forward and back. I did 100 of those. I did the reaches where your knees are elevated and you reach in a crunch position, 100 of those. And yesterday I did weight training. You know, I got the dumbbells in the house, which is cluttering up my house.
I was going to say, are the gyms open in California yet?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
So I'm a little disappointed in that. But I think, you know, I belong to 24 Hour Fitness, you know, and they filed Chapter 11.
I saw that. They filed bankruptcy this morning, right?
Yeah. And then the one I go to is what's called a super sport gym with the saunas, the swimming pool, and lots of equipment. Mine is not going to close. It's 8 minutes away. I can get there. So I'm doing that. And I bought in this pandemic, I bought a bicycle. So I'm biking in the evening to get some exercise in.
Damn.
So I just gotta do it. So that's what I'm up to right now.
Yep. I'm in my basement working out. It's driving me crazy. I got to get back to the gym.
I know. I mean, the gym has a little bit of a social. There's a bunch of guys you get to know. And it's
been going there. That's exactly right. I've been going there for years, and it's the same guys. And it's just, I know we're close, but once we get there, it's going to be good. So, yeah, I'll let you know how we're making out, Curtis, with progress.
Okay. It's good to see. It's good to hear. And you're a great guy. You've embraced this it's unbelievable. So
we're doing our best.
I know. Sure. I know you are. How's that baby? How's that new baby?
Oh, thanks. Charlie's doing great. Charlie's doing great. He's always moving all the time. His legs are moving. His arms are moving. So, you know, we can finally start to hug him. You know.
Oh, good.
You know. So yeah, thanks for asking. But he's good.
Okay. Well, look, you enjoy the rest of your week, and
you do the same.
I look forward to our next call.
Sounds good, Curtis. Be well.
All right. Take care.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.